The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Historically and globally, demand for expensive wildlife products often follows economic prosperity. Thus, not surprisingly, China's rise as an economic superpower has brought with it new status vices. Some people with income to spare spend it on lavish and often outlandish wildlife luxury goods like rhino horn and elephant ivory. While economic prosperity is good for a nation and its people, it may spell doom for wildlife species. China is not immune to this problem, and it's not alone. But the Chinese government has shown the world that it's willing to combat the illicit wildlife trade. For example, the recent seizure of 645 illegally obtained and trafficked wolf pelts from Greece coming through the Beijing airport was a commendable act by China's government. Together with other recent seizures of elephant tusks and rhino horns in Hong Kong, the Chinese government has taken a stand in opposition to the practice of illegal commerce and wildlife. It's easy to point a finger at traditional Chinese practices, but a series of Chinese government initiatives, international partnerships, strengthened customs enforcement, and increased Chinese public concern provide strong evidence of change in that country.
The 92nd Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.